exploring the great outdoors with a little help from the Kansas 250 bookshelf. You can find a complete list of Kansas 250 bookshelf books at library.ks.gov. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas.
Support for KPR comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, G.F. Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
We'll hear more authors on the Kansas 250 bookshelf on the next Prairie Journal, same time next Saturday. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7 o'clock.
There's even more secrecy and are still mistreating detainees there. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Officials have confirmed that a tornado hit the Kansas City metro area as storms tracked across the Kansas and the Midwest yesterday. KNBC reports that Belton, Missouri was hit by a tornado that damaged homes, uprooted trees, and downed power lines. Officials are asking unaffected residents to stay at home and for non-residents to stay away as crews work to clean up debris and repair power lines. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that train spotters say possible tornadoes hit Osage County and Atchison County, and ping pong ball size hail was reported in Wichita. That was part of a band of severe weather that stretched from Kansas to Wisconsin with high winds, heavy rainfall, and numerous severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado watches across the area. A 21-year-old Kansas City man has pleaded guilty to a weapons charge for his part in the Super Bowl parade shootings. As Peggy Lowe reports, Terry Young was sentenced to 2 years.
Young was originally charged with second-degree murder in the February 2024 shootings, which killed Lisa Lopez Galvan and injured 23 others. Both Galvan's family and Jackson County Prosecutor Melissa Johnson said they were disappointed in the outcome, but Johnson says Missouri's Stand Your Ground offense prevented her from moving forward with a trial. Young has already served 2 years in the Jackson County Jail and is expected to be released soon. Another Kansas City man who allegedly fired the first shot that day faces a trial next year. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
Sunny skies today, much cooler with highs around 60 degrees, winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 39 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Thanks, Kevin, and you're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News and Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka. with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear about Jan Morris, a writer who seemed to be everywhere at the right time. Biographer Sarah Wheeler on Jan Morris, A Life, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, a much calmer weather weekend after last night's storms. Much cooler temperatures in store with highs only around 60 degrees. Winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour today. Mostly clear and cold overnight tonight with lows in the mid 30s. Sunny and warmer for tomorrow with highs getting up to the lower 70s. It's 39 degrees in Lawrence, 38 degrees in Manhattan, 39 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the universe.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from Matthew Shear, who wrote, directed, and co-starred in the film Fantasy Life. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Much cooler today under sunny skies, highs around 60 degrees, winds from the northwest 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts today up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs getting up to the lower 70s. It's 37 degrees in Atchison, 39 in Emporia, 38 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School, stewarding 14 acres of urban land in Kansas City, Kansas, that provides plants and food to their spring plant sales and weekly CSA and Farm Stop. Details at kcfarmschool.org.
We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Just ahead, it's the latest news from NPR. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom as well. Then stay with us here on Kansas Public Radio for This American Life, coming up at noon today. This week on This American Life, stories of cheaters, cheating, and the cheated. A story about temptation, being the mistress, and more. That's on This American Life at noon on Kansas Public Radio.
Southwest New York.
Officials are now assessing the damage after storms knocked out power and triggered emergency responses across several states. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Officials have confirmed that a tornado hit the Kansas City metro area as storms tracked across Kansas and the Midwest yesterday. KNBC reports that Belton, Missouri was hit by a tornado that damaged homes, uprooted trees, and downed power lines. Officials are asking unaffected residents to stay at home and for non-residents to stay away as crews work to clean up debris and repair power lines. Numerous cars were stranded in downtown Kansas City as Interstate 35 and Interstate 70 experienced flooding and flash flooding. The storms were a part of a band of severe weather that stretched from Kansas to Wisconsin, with at least 20 confirmed tornadoes, strong winds, and heavy rainfall. Five people were hospitalized after a fire at an Overland Park apartment early this morning. KNBC reports that firefighters responding shortly before 3 a.m. rescued two people from the roof of a building, two rescued from a second-floor bathroom, and a fifth person was found on the ground. Three children and one adult are in critical condition. Another adult is in stable condition. The Overland Park Fire Department brought the fire under control in about 15 minutes with assistance from the Lenexa and Shawnee Fire Departments. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Kansas City Royals lost to the New York Yankees yesterday 4-2. They play their second in the series at 12:35 this afternoon. In college baseball, the 18th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks game at Oklahoma State last night was suspended because of inclement weather. It will resume today. They were behind 6-2 in the bottom of the third when the game was suspended. It will resume at 2:05 this afternoon. Then the regularly scheduled game for today will start about 45 minutes later. KU is on an 11-game winning streak. Our weather for today, much less eventful. Sunny skies today, much cooler temperatures with highs around 60 degrees. Winds from the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with highs in the lower 70s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Kansasarian people didn't vote for a simple change of government, but for a complete change of regime. Later today, on All Things Considered, what may be next for Hungary as a new government prepares to take over. You can tune in on your radio or by telling your smart speaker to play NPR. And you're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Goldsboro Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, a Kansas City nonprofit has spent the last past decade using donated flowers from special events to brighten up the rooms of seniors living in healthcare facilities.
When we bring flowers to their community, some of them, it might be the only personal touch that they've received all month.
Now there's a new initiative, scholarships. Hear more about how this nonprofit is supporting the next generation of local florists. That's coming up at 8:35 this morning here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Soulis Auctions, presenting international works of art and cultural artifacts from the estate of a Kansas collector who moved to Tokyo, Japan in 1978. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Because you care, donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, inspiration, laughs, thoughtful conversations, and a more informed life. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today. And thanks. Sunny skies today, much cooler temperatures with highs only around 60 degrees. For tomorrow, warmer highs in the lower 70s. It's 40 degrees in Lawrence, 39 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Following his footsteps. So from there, I returned every year and proposed to my wife in his garden.
Oh.
Pearl would give me so many great tips, and he always said, be creative. Don't try so hard to make it look like what it used to be. be creative and show me what you can do. And I did. I did. I took that advice and ran with it. And Pearl came out one day and he gave me that nod of approval and said, "This looks great. You know, it looks like I did it," you know, with a nice chuckle.
Topiary artist Michael Gibson speaking about Pearl Fryer. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to Weekend Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Kay McIntyre. A Kansas City nonprofit has been spreading thousands of recycled flowers and joy to senior care facilities for the past 10 years. And now it's supporting the next generation of florists. KCUR's Jody Fortino has more on the new scholarship for students at a local community college learning floral arranging firsthand.
Yeah, I want that one.
Tucked into a church basement, volunteer floral designers sort through buckets of flowers to cut, trim, and arrange them into dozens of bouquets.
It's like balance and proportion, unity, yeah. Harmony, what things go together, what flowers are in what season, and how they come packed when you buy them.
Goodwin said half her students are already working in flower shops, including Sophie Ahrens. She's one of this year's scholarship recipients and arranges flowers in her job at Hy-Vee. She originally worked there as a clerk, but was inspired to transfer to the floral department after volunteering to help with Valentine's Day arrangements.
It's definitely a labor of love, and creating something that expresses emotions that are sometimes hard to say with words.
Erin says the scholarship has allowed her to focus on her studies instead of taking only one class a semester. And students are also learning lessons that go beyond floral arrangements. Ryan Bardot, another scholarship recipient, ended up in the design program after leaving art school in California because of finances and life circumstances.
Things change, things evolve, and you physically see your growth through your designs. So I'm really appreciative for the program for that, because otherwise I probably wouldn't have known that I'm probably stronger than I think I am.
Working with florals was a way to stay creative and design with color for Bardot, who hopes next year's scholarship recipients will have the same experience and Unexpected Blooms can continue its purpose of spreading joy. I'm Jody Fortino.
That story was shared with us by radio station KCUR in Kansas City. You can learn more about Unexpected Blooms and its new scholarship at kcur.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, opening weekend matters less as TikTok buzz drives long-term box office takes. How TikTok is changing the numbers in the movie business. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday here on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies today, much cooler temperatures in store with highs only around 60 degrees. It's 41 in Lawrence, 40 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pine.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the spring edition of The Counselors, featuring KU and Washburn Law students, April 23rd, 6:30 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.